Sunday, 13th of September, Chof Zalat Elul, Rabbi Daniel Rowe, Slichas and Rosh Hashanah.
Since we just started Slichas, we thought we'd speak a little bit about Slichas. Because it's interesting, Slichas is really the Bakosh of Rachamim. We're looking for Rachamim, for mercy from Hashem. Rosh Hashanah is about Din. But the question is, how actually does Rachamim work? I want to talk maybe just one or two simple ideas, but important ideas about that, and that lead us into an aspect of Rosh Hashanah also that's important to consider. See, there's an obvious question, right? The question is like this, the way the Mesirah Sharon puts it in when he's discussing Zahirus, Torah maybe the day Zahirus, and he says, you know, one of the mistakes people make that prevents a person from being Zahir, being very aware of everything they're doing and therefore being Purish Mavirus, one of the mistakes they make is this almost attitude of sometimes you can actually get away with things. And he's Marich, he really goes, he has a whole Arichas over, he has a whole lengthy extrapolation of to what extent Din operates and is impossible to ever avoid. Impossible to ever avoid. And he brings proof after proof after proof. Right, like the Gemara says, and you've almost Svivon Nisar Ma'oid, close, there's like a storm, but it's the drush on the words, Melamed Shakadosh Baruch Hu Medaktik Im Chasidav Kuchut HaSa'ara, that Hashem is precise with, especially with those close to Him, like even a hair's breadth. And therefore the question becomes, where is the place of Rachamim? What are we doing asking for Rachamim? If we're doing Teshuvah, then we're Zayfer in Din. If we're not doing Teshuvah, what are we trying to do? Get away with having done Averis and not done Teshuvah? What are we trying to do? So that's something I just wanted to throw out. And then also ask another question. You know, we sometimes get confused. Where about different things? You know, we have Chesed, we have Din, we have Rachamim. How does the whole picture fit together? Rashi says at the beginning of the Chumash, that Mitzchila Olah B'machshava, in the beginning, it arose in Hashem's mind, Livrosim b'midas ha-din, to create the world with pure din. Ra shein eskai, the source sees the world won't survive that way. So amad v'shitavim ha-midas ha-rachamim, so instead we added the midas ha-rachamim to it. And now the world works. Right, which is again very strange. I mean, there's numerous questions one can ask on that Rashi. Which among them is, what do you mean, Kibyocha, like there's a trial and error process going on, there's things going wrong over, what do you mean exactly, you know? And if we do, why not, and if the maskon is that we need Rachamim, so start with Rachamim, well, you know, and Rashi in fact shows it from the fact that Rashi demonstrates this, that from the fact that in the first, throughout the Shiva Yom Bereishis, we only use the name Elohim, which is the Midas Adin, and then afterwards, the next parasha, when it revisits the story of Adam Arishan, it's B'yei Masois Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shamayim, and right up until the Nachash speaks, we use the double words Hashem Elokim, which implies another aspect, the aspect of Rachamim. But, so why not start right from the beginning with Midas HaRachamim? If that's where we've got to end up, why not start over there? And I'll point out, by the way, that this issue of Din and Rachamim there is of course the same as the issue of Rosh Hashanah. It's a point we raised last year, but I want to focus on a different element, which is the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Zayin, that at the end of the Tosfos suggests the possibility that the Machlokes Rav Eliezer and Rav Yehoshua about whether key dates in the Chumash take place in Tishri, most key among them, when actually Adam was Niva, was it in Rosh Chodesh Tishri, or was it in Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So we saw already La'alocha this year when we're doing Birchas HaChama, we focus it on Nisan. And Tosfos says, offers a possibility that Eilu ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, they're both true. And what actually happened is Mitchila Ola B'machshava, the original Aliyah B'machshava was to build it in Tishri, but it actually came out in Nisan, parallel to Rashi, the original plan, the Aliyah B'machshava, the rising God's mind, of Rosh Hashanah being in Tishri and the rising in God's mind being a world of pure din. But the actualization comes out with Rachamim, and the actualization comes out in Nisan. And it needs Biro. What exactly is going on? That means Tishri is real, isn't real. Din is real, isn't real. What's the point of the Aliyah B'machshava, the rising in Hashem's mind. And in fact, we see also what appears to be a stira, because we have Midrashim, the Tanchuma and Mishpatim, for example, says that the whole Kiyum of Bereishis is all, for was from the beginning, the Bria was B'midas Adin, and the Kiyum of it is Din, and we have many riots for that idea, that in fact the Koyach that brings the world into being, the Koyach behind Maisa Bereishis is Din. And yet we have the Mishnah in Avester of Nosom, that it's, the Chazal there say that in fact it's all chesed, oilam chesed yibones, the raya, their whole, everything is an act of kindness. How do we fit the different elements together? So the Ramchal tells us that the way it works is like this. I'm being makatza, but this is roughly the way it works. So the motivation behind creation is chesed. The desire was to give. There is no ultimate din that can justify existence. We explained last year this at length. But there is nothing that can really... there was no machiah for the Rabban Shonen to create the world. There was nothing that made him do it. There's nothing that can justify it. It was a pure desire to give. A pure otzon. A desire to give. That's all it was. It was pure chesed. The drive and the motivation for my separation was chesed. But the mechanism is din. Because anything that is pure chesed is never really given. If I give you something, or so, you get something as a matana, and then you break it or ruin it, and you see the person who gave it to you as a matana, so you know, although they gave you, it's almost like they gave you what we'd call a kinyan aperis and not a kinyan aguf. It's almost like, in halacha, of course, you have a kinyan aguf, it's yours. But really speaking, although you get all the rights to use it, on some level, it's really shayach still to them. If you go and ruin it or smash it or break it or whatever, you can't look at that person again because it's theirs really. When you give something to somebody, it's yours. Even deeper than that, if the Rebbein Shalom wills us into existence, we're just his thoughts, we're nothing. And so the mechanism through which creation can really work, through which there can be something out there that can actually exist and feel itself, and then can earn it and genuinely have and really have its own existence, is din. Is that we're given a life that is basically a halvar, it's a loan, and every moment of our life's going to go, and it will never come back. But what we do with that life, every choice we make, can be ours forever. And therefore creation is operated by din, the desire to give, the chesed that drove the rocks and to make creation, but creation works only because of din. And therefore din is ultimately actually not a contradiction to chesed, to the contrary. Din is the only way that chesed can work. And again, last year we went much more into length on this, but the point being as follows, if that's the case, then the Midas HaDin that operates the world is not looking for us to fail, it's looking for success. And then we encounter a problem. The moment din is there, you can fail. The moment life is tenuous and real existence is totally on our choices, well then the possibility of failure is now there. The disconnection, if one disconnects from the Makor HaChayim, one should no longer live. There's a possibility to disconnect and the whole thing should be, the possibility of non-existence and termination should be there right away. And failure is now very real, and therefore, for the Midas HaDin to work and achieve what it needs Rachamim. Rachamim meaning the following. Rachamim meaning somehow we can delay the din. And this is what the Mesilas Yesharim says. He says, if all this is true, here's his Lashon, he says, it's clear, it's real, simple. Hashem is true. So that means that you can't play games. There's no avoiding din. Right, the rock is pure in its action. Hashem is pure in everything. He holds the rock of Mishpat. Everything he does, all the pathways, all the ways, the mechanisms through which Hashem achieves what he wants in the world are Mishpat. They're all din. Kelem unavein avel tzadik v'yosho. He gave us a Kadosh Baruch Hu roitza b'mishpat. The whole mechanism of creation is Mishpat, is justice. הנה יקחו עבור על המשפט העליהם עשו עין מן הזכוס כמו מן החויבו על כן אם משפט הוא רואה את הצורך שייתן לכל איש כדרוכו וחפרי מעלו בתכלס הדקדוק בין הטוב בין המוטב. There's no way on the tachlis, every tiny thing has to have din. There's no way out of it. And then he says, "V'im toimim kein midas arachem lo miyayim edas." So what is midas arachem doing? And it's marich again, the different possibilities, but the key one is that lefishur as a din, mamash ayaroi shachoyte yeyan ashmiyad. Really speaking, a person should instantly be obliterated if they do a chit. And rachamim primarily is the delay process. Delay for the sake of the possibility of teshuvah later. In other words, a din that says, don't look at me right here and right now, but look at me as over time, come back again, come tomorrow, you know, we'll delay the court case, let's wait another year, let's wait another few months. And what is going on? So what is this again? Another, so and the Amkus over here really is a medrash that I don't know if it's so well known, you know, but it's a very key medrash. And it's in the parasha that we focus our slichas around, the parasha Kisisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu is asking rachamim from Hashem, and the parasha Yud Gimel Midas. And it's actually very interesting. If one tries to follow the dialogue there between the Rabbeinu Shlomo and Moshe Rabbeinu, it's very confusing. What exactly does Moshe keeps getting everything he wants, and what does he keep adding to the picture each time? So there's a Lama Yom Mitzrayim in the beginning, but then again, you know, he says, Hashem says to Moshe, Emel b'nei Yisrael, Atem am k'shei erev, rega echad ela b'kirbacha b'chilisicha, if I come up amongst you in one moment, you're all obliterated, you'll be wiped out. And you know, and then we have this whole discussion that goes on. Then a few psukim later, Moshe Rabbeinu turns around and says, "Im ein panecha elchim al ta'aleinu mizeh, if you're not coming with us, then don't, you know, then it's a waste of time. Uvamei vadeifei ki matzasi chen beinecha ani v'amecha. Halei belecht choymanu, we need you to come with us. That's the only way we know fan chen. V'niflin ani v'amecha mikol ha'am asher al panei adam. V'yem asher Moshe gam as adov asher asher dibarta asher. Very strange. Moshe Rabbeinu turns around. Hashem says, "I'm not going with you." And Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Well, we need you to." And Hashem says, "Okay, fine. What is going on in all of this?" And there's a medrash which says, the medrash Shmos Rabba in Parshas Mem Gimel says as follows. He says it more in the earlier Taina Moshe Rabbeinu, but I think it's something that we can see as the Yisoid of Moshe's Tainas throughout the Parsha. If we'd have time more than today, which has worked through the whole Parsha, but let's get the concept. Kach k'sha'os Yisrael oisem ha'isa b'kei shakadosh baruch ha'loisam. Hashem sought, the right thing through Din would have been to wipe them out. Amar Moshe ribbono olam, lo mi mitzrayim hotzeisam mimakom avodah zarah v'achshav na'orim heim. You took them out of a makam of Avodah Zarah, but now they're children. Shneiman quoting the pasuk in Hosea, "Kinai Yisrael v'oyhaveihu." Yisrael is like a little child, and I love him. Hamtein ma'at, wait a little bit, lahem for them. V'lechi mohem, travel with them. V'oisin lefanecha ma'isin tovim. When a child does things wrong, we're very easily forgiving. Why? Because we see that the child is on a journey. It's okay if they, you know, they're 2 years old, they sit on the floor and scream and cry and kick. If they were 18 years old and sat on the floor and screamed and cried, it's not quite as good. But when they're 2 years old, we see that it's a mahalach. They're growing. You know, we can allow, it's part of the natural growth process to still be failing at that level. But the point is therefore, what Moshe Rabbeinu is turning to the Rebbeinu Shalom is saying is, look at us as a child who's maturing and growing. Yes, we just did this Egel Hazal, but what do you want from a six-month-old infant nation? What do you want? You know, what, 1 year old, what are we? We're growing. We're becoming something greater. And the key to Slichas is this exact point. The key to delaying Din, and the reason why Din itself can demand this and why it's perfectly justified and perfectly reasonable to ask for a delay in Din, is if we're turning to the Rabbeinu Shlomo with a real plan and a real desire to become something else. It's amazing that in the parasha of Kisisa as well, if everyone remembers, that we have the Berega Achaim, this, I'd wipe them out in a moment. That becomes the way the Gemara's Doresh in Brochus, that Bilam was looking for the Rega, this moment of Zan, this moment of anger where he could be Mekala Klarisa. And by the way, all of Moshe Rabbeinu's Bakoshas, all everything he sought in parasha of Kisisa comes true with Bilam. And the Medrash is Dorish each parter. Everything Moshe Rabbeinu asked for, Bilam, it came true with Bilam. The fact that he was mavakish that we're going to be different because they won't have Nevuah comes true with Bilam. Everything he asks for in there comes true in Parashat Bilam. But the thing that comes most true is Hashem suspends the Rega. He doesn't allow the moment of Din to operate on Klal Yisrael. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is Mavakish, that will be looked always as people on a journey. And people on a journey, it's inappropriate to give the full din right now. We're traveling. And therefore, our Selichas is not a game. Our Bakash of Rachamim can never be treated as, oh, well, it's okay if I say enough Selichas with enough tears, then maybe we'll don't need to do Teshuvah. Of course, slichas with tears is an inspiration of tshuva. But slichas is not magic. It's not we say words and things happen. Toiv mat tachanunim b'kavona is actually said on slichas and tachanun, but not on roiv tefillah. But it's better to say less with more kavona. But the key really with slichas is the key of the bakosh of racham and the yudgil midas of racham. They work if we're makayim the tanai of Moshe Rabbeinu, that we're seriously committed to be something else, that it genuinely is inappropriate to look at us right now. We're basically saying to the Rebbeinu Shalom, suspend us. The word rachamim is miloshen rechem. It's a womb. It's hold us in. Don't give birth to us yet. We're not yet ready to be judged. Suspend the din because we're growing. Look at us as children on a journey, but we have to see ourselves as that truth too. And with that you said in mind, I want to focus on a little bit of what of an aspect of the Yom HaDin. And that is that the Rambam, one bit I didn't get to cover properly last year when we spoke about it. We touched on it and we briefly covered it, but I want to maybe add a little bit. Is when the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva speaks about the Din of Rosh Hashanah. And he refers famously to the scales, to the weighing of the Mishkal of the Zechuyas against the Avoinus. And he says that essentially as soon as the scales, we ask the question, the scales weigh, they weigh against one another, you know, and anyone where the scales of Zechuyas outweigh the Avoinus, so Miyad Nechtam L'chaim, immediately sealed for life. And if it works the other way, Chas Shalom, then Miyad Nechtam L'mavis. And we ask the questions there. That first of all, as Tosis points out, we don't see that actually happening. And Tosis explains it's Olam Haba, and we explain the idea that we're dealing with how much potential we'll have this year to get to Olam Haba. But the other question, which of course, which is the key element over here, the other major question on the Rambam, right, is again, and it's clear as the Rambam itself says, it can't be the numbers being weighed up, because if you have a mitzvah every second of your life, you have six mitzvahs at the very least every second of our life. The sheish mitzvahs to me is the six constant mitzvahs, you're either doing them or not every second. So it's statistically impossible that anybody would ever be a beinoni by a cheshbon of weighing mitzvahs against the beiros. It's not possible. Can't be. And the Rambam says, therefore, it's not the mishkal of numbers. But what is it? And let's ask ourselves this question. Where have we ever seen a din like this? Doesn't this Rambam sound like a contradiction to everything that Mesirat Hashem was just bringing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakdek k'chut ha'se'ara, the din is precise, that every aspect of the din. And we find it. We find all the tzaddikim is mamash k'chut ha'se'ara. There was no weighing a mishkal of whether Moshe Rabbeinu's mitzvahs outweighed his averus. Wasn't we on the battle of Eretz Nechtam L'chaim, that was it, he just entered Eretz Yisrael, there's din. And the other way around with the Rishayim and Tanakh too. They have one Meister, they get some schach, but it's something. Even the dogs get rewarded in Mitzrayim. Yizevel's hands get rewarded because although she was the Rosha, but she danced for the Chassanim, so, and the Kaddish, she danced, she was Mesamech, so her hands and feet don't get the same as the rest of them. Everything, where do we find ever a concert of din where whichever side wins, the other side is ignored? What is the makor of the Rambam? It turns out there's a number of makoros. One of them, actually, being the sadra we just read. We have seen such a thing. In Nitzavim, we said, "Pen yesh bachem ish oy ish oy mishpacha oy shevet." Lest there is a man, woman, family, or tribe, shalavavoy poina yoy meim Hashem Elokeinu, whose heart turns from Hashem. Lo leches la'avoydes elei ha'goyim ahim. He hasn't yet done anything wrong. We feel the Rambam, this is actually one of the Tanaim mitzvahs, but he's done one Aveiro. Pen yesh b'chem shoyresh peyroish v'la'ana, just the root of all the filth. Vayu b'shon, when he hears all this, he says, it's okay, shalom yeli. He doesn't think it's very serious. The toichaki b'shuris libyeleich, l'man tzvaitzer avos etzameh. Lo yoyiv Hashem seloich lo, for that alone, Hashem will not desire any forgiveness for this person. Ki oz yesh anaf Hashem b'kinosei b'ishahu, v'robtso boi kol ha'ala k'suva b'seif hazeh, u'moch Hashem ha'shmai b'techas ha'shamayim, etc. Just for the paniya, for the turning. And l'hafach, I was zeicha once to hear Tehira Moshe Shapira, Shlita explain, l'hafach as well, we see b'feirish l'hafach, Gemara and Kiddushin, says that a person who's Mekadosh and Isha, Menashe Tzadik Gomor, a person, he gives a Tanai in the Kiddushin. The conditions can work for Kiddushin. But he says, I'm Menashe Tzadik Gomor, he says, I'm a complete Tzadik, but we know this person that he's a Rosh HaGomor. There's no question, if you're weighing his mitzvah against the Averas win. So the Gomor, we have to be Choshesh for Kiddushin. We treat it as Sofik Kiddushin. Why? Because there's possibility of Hiroi Tshuva. Now, interestingly enough, as you just heard, just when I was walking in, you can't get kapara for averus without vidui. Vidui zeh mitzvah aseh, says the Rambam. And if you look at the first parak of Hilchos Tshuva, you'll see the ikid, the yisoid of vidui is kapara. There's no mention of slicha mechila, except for bidul aseh, because a bidul aseh doesn't need kapara. But you can't get rid of an avera without actually vidui. It's not possible. So here, Horei Tshuva doesn't remove the mitzvah averus from the scale yet. It's a necessary prerequisite. It's a critical part of tshuva. It's part of what the Rambam probably means. When he's yoshev mechetoy, that's part of going away from the avera. But you haven't eliminated a single avera yet. How can it be possible that you've tipped the scales? Hasn't even done a mitzvah yet. Maybe he's done the mitzvahs to Metius, the emunah. But where's the tipping of the scales? And the answer is clear. And I'm not being so mechamein das, this is what Rav Moshe says. The answer, of course, is that we're not weighing numbers of mitzvahs and averus. The Rambam says about the Feirush. We're not weighing numbers of mitzvahs against averus. What's being weighed is to what extent the mitzvahs and averus express who we are. To what extent the mitzvahs and averos are an expression of where our lev, where we are right now. Well, with shoyka, by the way, the Rambam never uses the word mitzvahs and averos. Zechuyos and avoinos. Merits and corruptions. Rambam has many different words for chayt and avin. Avoin is a corruption that takes place in the person. Zechus is that which is zaka, that which is pure. The purity against the corruption of the person. That's what's being weighed. And the purity against the corruption of the person can change with a shift of the heart. The paniyah of the heart, the turning of the heart, can shift it all one way. And the paniyah, the hirhurei teshuva, can shift the whole thing the other way. This, I guess, is what the Shulchan Aruch Shivis Hashem Negi Tom is klal kodol batoira. It's koilel everything. The moment a person says, I'm living for Hashem, all those little mitzvahs, they're part of who they are. This is me, this is real, this is what life, my life. When I look back and say, what was my life? It was those three mitzvahs the person did. At that moment he says, Hariyama Kadesh is Makadisha, on condition he's a tzaddik gomor, but if he's had Hiruri Tshuva, if you ask him to write the biography of his life, only the two mitzvahs, that's the only thing that will be there. It will be a very short life, but that's his life. The other bits were incidental little things that don't really exist anymore.
He's got to do tshuva for them, got to do vidui to get rid of them, got to do maybe needs yisurim, yem amisa, various things to get rid, to get kapara, to get them eliminated. But the life itself, what he's living for, that on that is the din of Rosh Hashanah. The din of Rosh Hashanah is the din of what we're living for. Which is, of course, why it's the din at the beginning of the year, not the end of the year. It's not a din looking backwards, it's a din looking forward. How much koyach are we going to give to you this year? Well, what are you living for? What possibilities are we going to let you have this year? Well, what direction are you going in? It's the reason why we don't deal with vidui and averas. The din is going far, far deeper than specific averas. It's the din that's going right to the core essence. Asher levavo poneh, where's the heart turning? You're with Hashem, you're not with Hashem, and we work the day just to be mamlech Hashem. That's what we're doing. And therefore, maybe just to finish to draw these different ideas to some kind of conclusion over here. It means that what we're trying to achieve, you know, what we're trying to achieve right now, I don't remember what I said here in different years, but such a beautiful thing that he says in the that I saw to the Sefer Piskamei Arayis, a beautiful idea to answer the question we began with. The Aliyah B'machshava, the rising God's mind. You see, when we ask the question, what do you mean it was Olah B'machshava to make it in Din, Olah B'machshava Tishrei, what's going on with all of this? So one aspect of it at the very least is that of course the Aliyah B'machshava Din is real. That remains. The Shibiyah Meberashis have to be without Rachamim. The goal of creation from beginning to end must be Din. The final picture has to be Din. There's no way to avoid it. If it's avoided, if somehow we could avoid it, Chas V'Shalom, then that chelik of a person's life would be meaningless. You can only be Koina, you can only have Chai Olam Haba. All the Kinyonim we need to make in this world, we can only have through Din. That Aliyah B'machshava has to be pure. Now, how is the Olam going to be Kayim through this phase? So we need to throw in Racham and we need to somehow see life as journey. We need to suspend and delay Din here and there. If you think about it, it's an amazing idea. We walk out of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and there's two classical mistakes that a person can do. And I'm sure you've heard these ideas 1,000 times before, but the third idea is less known. But the first mistake a person can make is try to make such an enormous vision of who they want to be this year. After doing all the Achetz in the middle of Yom Kippur, we have so many Kabbalahs we want to make. And so often a few days later, or a few weeks later, they've all gone and we're back to where we were. So that's a mistake. But at the same time, so some people do the opposite. They say, you know, I'm going to find one little thing that I can do and change for the year ahead. And that usually works. But that also can't be the whole purpose of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Because if we should live at Me'av Esrim, but if we make 120 tiny little changes, lav dafka, that's what we're in the world for. So he says in the Piskamei Arayis, he says, based on the Ari HaKadosh, that what we're working on at this time of year is creating a major vision of ourselves, not a small vision, a big vision. But the big vision is not for tomorrow. There's a reason Rosh Hashanah is once a year. It's because it takes a year. It's for this time next year. And the goal of this phase in the year is Haroyon, is the idea of conception. We call it Hayom Haras Olam. We call Rosh Hashanah not the birthday of the world, not the Leda of the world, not when it was born, but when there was Haroyon conception. And that phase of conception, of conceiving, which is when the genetic coding of what will be is given, to use the moshe. That phase itself lasts actually until all the way through Rosh Hashanah, when we ask the deepest question who we are. All the way through Aseret Yemei Teshuva, when we're thinking about what changes we want to practically make. All the way through Yom Kippur, when we want to delete anything that's holding us, that any averas that are still there. All the way through Sukkot, when we begin the Mahalach of Halicha, of Diras Arai, of being temporarily trapped, of seeing life as a journey, and seeing ourselves as enveloped by the Shekhinah. And all the way through till Shmini Atzeres, when he says exactly the moment, this Al-Pi Dari HaKadosh, is when we stand in Kedusha and say the word Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and at that point the Haroyon is complete. At that point, there is a concept and a vision of who we're going to be this year. But it's not born. It's like we're still the old person, just somewhere deep inside us is a little self germinating and growing, a new vision of who we can be. And the idea is that slowly, every week in the Cheshbon Nefesh that we make, and every month, every four Chodesh, we set little goals that will be closer to actualizing some of our visions. The piece of paper that we write in Slichas of all the things we want to be different. Whenever we do, who doesn't necessarily make Shuvah, or naturally before necessarily make Shuvah, and you may have Slichas. That piece of paper shouldn't be, we shouldn't find it in the Slichas next year. It should be with us all year. And every month, it's what little bits can we actualize, what little things can we do, what little things can we do, what little things can we do. All the way through the winter months, just like when you take the seeds and plant them and you don't see anything until comes Pesach and Chodesh Nisan, which is the Chodesh of Leda, of birth. And then, by the end of Pesach, Shmei Shah Pesach, we now see ourselves much more as the new person, just maybe an infantile version of the dream we had on Rosh Hashanah, but it's, we're more the new person than the old person, and now we're born. And then we work through the summers, the new self now matures and matures and matures and matures until we're ready, finally doidi v'doidi li, to rethink about who the next person's going to be. And that is built into the idea of the year itself. We are going to reach Rosh Hashanah, it's going to become the year Tov Shin Ayin. But the first month of that year is going to be Nisan. We're still living last year. What happened is the Aliyah B'machshava takes place in Tishri, and we return to that every year. The concept is created in Tishri. But the concept isn't born until Nisan. The year, the Shana, which is Milashan Shinoi, the change, the vision of the change, the Aliyah B'machshava, the Yom Haras Olam, the concept and the conception happens now. But it's a journey to develop it, and it's given birth only in Chodesh Nisan. Actualizations in Chodesh Nisan, that's a world of Racham, that's a world of Adam Rishon when he left Gan Eden, popped into Nisan. We look at our Birchas HaChama today, it's Nisan. But the conception and the vision is always Tishri. And that conception and vision is real. And therefore, as we mevakish slichah, we mevakish rachamim, more to the point, in Ayimei Slichas, in the Yidgim Midas Rachamim, we can do that because we look at the year that way, because we see ourselves as a journey. It works if and only if we're seriously committed and can turn to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and say, we haven't been masakin everything, we might not even in the coming year, but we're on a very serious pathway to do that. Look at us as a child. Right, look at us, kinari sov oyaveu. Look at us as the child you love, because we see ourselves as children, because we see ourselves as people who are growing, but we're doing it for you, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We're committed to what you're committed to. Our pni of the lev is hirhurei tshuva. We want to live for what you want to live for. We may mess things up here and there, but we're trying, we're really trying. And in Yitz Hashem, we should be zeicha to be on the pathways of teshuva, to have our lev directed to what's real, to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in the world, to be zeicha badin, through Rosh Hashanah, through Yom Kippur, to be zeicha to a kesiva and a chasima, kesiva chasima toiva for us, for all of Klal Yisrael, should be a year of bracha for that.